Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is National Lutheran Schools Week. We are celebrating Lutheran schools. And this week, we're chatting with some new Lutheran schools that have either opened or are in the process of opening in the coming fall. Some will be opening. Yeah. Some have already opened, and we're going to share that story. Just talked with our friends at Springfield Lutheran High School. Now we're going to head a little bit further southwest,
You're going southeast, mostly south, though. Yeah.
South, not quite southwest. Joining us today, the Reverend Joey Bluegee. He's executive director and pastor at Faith Lutheran Church and School in Branson, Missouri. Pastor Bluegee, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Andy. Sarah, thank you for having me on, and an encouragement that you're sharing this story and other stories like Springfield Lutheran as well with other maybe churches in our synod that might be thinking about opening a school of their own.
That's a fantastic idea. Those who might be thinking about, do we have a need for a Lutheran school in our community? Mm-hmm. What have other churches looked at and found that there was a need? And how did it go launching a new Lutheran school? So let's talk about where Faith Lutheran Church and School is located. Describe the community for us where you live and serve.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're from Missouri, you might know the town of Branson. If you're not from Missouri, you might know Branson, Missouri. It's kind of a place, a family destination here in America where people love to come for entertainment, Silver Dollar City. Sarah, you need to get there, as we talked about beforehand.
I do.
You know, Andy, you said you're a frequent flyer down here. But Branson, Missouri is one of those places that it seems like a big town. I mean, we have millions of visitors each year. It's a town of really only about 12,000 people based on the last census. So local people, not as many as people might think, but still a decent sized community. And so we're serving that type of community here in Branson.
Tell us about the need for a Lutheran school in Branson. Where did this idea come from?
Well, I got to tell you, it started way before I was actually here at Faith Lutheran Church. So the original dream came back in roughly 2001 when this congregation had this desire for Christian education. And at that time when they tried to get it going, there were some obstacles that were not able to be overcome at that point. So they started, you know, asking what would be next. And what was put on the heart of this congregation was, you know, we're going to build out the facility, because we believe that one day a school is going to come. So about 2005, they built what today hosts our school. It's a full gymnasium, classrooms. And they said, I don't know when God's going to bring it here, but we're going to step out in a moment of faith and say it's coming at some point. And so it took roughly almost 20 years. We launched in 2024, so this is our second school year. But it took almost 20 years for that dream to become reality. But I have to say, this congregation has had that heart for Christian education for such a long time. And it's a beauty to see it finally come to fruition here in year two of our school.
What's the need look like for a Lutheran school in this community? There really aren't any other Lutheran schools in the nearby area, are there?
Yeah, the closest one would be up by kind of Springfield Lutheran High School. You have Springfield Lutheran Schools, which is up there. Really, in our area, the desire for our community is Christian education. Not many people are familiar with the term Lutheran as much where we're at. There's a couple other options around us as far as some Christian schools. But what we kind of look at as Faith Lutheran School is, you know, how do we especially take a grace-centered approach to education? I think that's one of the great things about our theology is this emphasis that Luther had on the grace that we have. And that's kind of the approach we take in our education, that learning is not just about what you learn in the books or how you achieve academically, but learning encompasses so much more than that. Learning is, you know, it's this idea of vocation and how you grow throughout life. And part of that is, you know, learning of grace and faith formation that happens every day here at our school.
You mentioned this idea was not a recent idea, an idea from many years ago that the church was hoping and praying for a school at one point. Walk us through that journey of what happened along in those years, the things that the challenges and the things that finally opened up so that the school could be a reality.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of it was originally when they started this idea of the school, they thought that things might fall into place more than they did. And so at the time, they actually had a daycare. So the daycare was going on and thought it was a nice transition into a school. And what ended up happening was the community wasn't quite ready for it yet. Based on our location, you have to have a special permit to be an educational facility. And there were some in the neighborhood who had concerns about what would this do to traffic flow. We're situated kind of in the middle of a neighborhood. And so those are real concerns that people had with that. Well, unfortunately, in 2008, the daycare had to close. And so it's kind of the story a little bit of you know, the Christian story from death to resurrection, where sometimes things die in order to be raised back to life. And that's what we saw happen with this story. So kind of the approach we took this time with it was we worked through the Genesis Project, an LCMS project with school ministries, and got to know that there was a desire for that education in our community. But then after that, what we did was when we started to move toward that permit that we needed, we took the approach of going door to door with people around us, talking about the benefit that this could bring, and listening to any concerns that people might have. And it's amazing when you go listen and when you talk and when you ask questions, how more receptive people can be to situations. I'm not going to say every single person we talked with was excited about having a school in the neighborhood, but an overwhelming majority, over 90% of the people we talked with, were about it and were willing to share that with our city government who issued us the permit. So at the time when we did that, the city had no issue giving us that license to be where we're at. And then from there, we did that first before actually asking the congregation to officially approve launching a school, so that this time they knew everything was in place. The permits were done. The support was behind it. The data was there from the Genesis Project in order to make sure. We can't predict the future of how successful it would be, but there were certainly indicators that saying now was the right time to finally launch into it.
Tell us about that first class opening. You mentioned you opened, I think, in 24. Is that right?
Yep. This is our second school year. That's correct.
So tell us about what the families have been experiencing and what they've been sharing with you about their experience being part of Faith Lutheran School.
Yeah, I'll tell you one of the neat things about it. We over-projected our enrollment target for the first year. And I thank God that we did not hit the projected enrollment total, because when you're in year one, sometimes there's a lot of learning you do just from, and we have educators that have been teaching for a long time. I mean, we've got people that have taught 27 years, 17 years. I mean, so we have experienced people, but yet it was a new school, new community with that. So we started with six students, added a seventh during that first school year. And parents have been just appreciative of what this has offered. I think of some of the parents who have responded in a way that, you know, their child is getting this more personalized attention in these first couple of years because we're able to offer that. That's how we've invested. We see parents that are now sharing it with their friends in the community and sharing with them, hey, the impact this is having to my child, and certainly would recommend it as they move forward. Now, part of the thing that we have to decide, you know, going forward is as we continue to strategic plan, we don't want to just end the listening when we started the school. Sometimes it's easy. Hey, we launched, you know, we know the direction we're going and let's just keep going that direction. Our school board, our team, our congregation continues to invest in strategic planning, talking with parents that are outside the school to learn what is going to fit their needs going forward with this community. Because Christian education, as our Lutheran schools show, can happen in a variety of forms. You have traditional, you have classical, you got 5-day, you got hybrid. You got the whole palette of what school can look like. But if the focus is on making sure that these children are formed in a way that they are discipled for Christ and for their future vocations, then we're doing something right in what we do.
What do you love about being involved in this school? What's brought joy to you being executive director and pastor at Faith?
Yeah, I would say bringing joy is when you see people that, I'd say families and students, that maybe sometimes start at one place and you see the growth in them. Some people, you know, may start a little bit behind and you grow them up to level. Some people may be right on where they're supposed to be and yet you see growth there, right there. And I think that's always the win in life when you see people grow, again, faith-wise, vocationally, and you see them be the best of what God's created them to be. And that looks different for everybody, what God has created for their purpose and what he's got planned for them. But when you can be a catalyst for them to grow into that calling and that purpose, to me, there's no greater joy or win than that.
What would you share with congregations like yours in a community where there isn't a Lutheran school yet? What would you share with them as they might consider an opportunity to serve their community in this way?
I would say if this is something that they're thinking about and considering, don't try to do it all alone. I'll tell you, that was the biggest help for us. I'm not a trained educator by profession. And before we had professional teachers here, we had to figure things out, but we didn't figure it out on our own. I could pick up a phone and I could call an administrator at another Lutheran school. And I can think of many people that shared time over the phone, gave us tours. You know, I talked about Springfield Lutheran School. They gave us like 3 or 4 hours one day just to tour their school, ask questions in that startup phase. So there's resources out there in our synod. School ministry office is one, but also even look outside of our synod. I mentioned, I think before this, talking about the Herzog Foundation, their whole purpose is starting Christian schools. That isn't necessarily all Lutheran schools, but they're Christian schools. And they've got leadership resources. They've got just a tremendous amount of resources for school startups to use and to move forward in order for growth and all that. And I've been to things that they offer and have met other actually Lutheran school professionals at those as well. So it's been an opportunity to learn and grow. But that would be my main thing to say to a congregation is don't go at it alone. There are plenty of people out there that know what they're doing. Pick up the phone, send an email. There's people willing to help.
What are you looking forward to in years 3 and 4 and beyond? What are some things that are ahead that you're really looking forward to?
I think it's just continuing to work with the board and our team of what's the strategic plan going forward. Again, as we listen to the area, we realize that there could be a need for a different type of way that education is done. And so we're asking the question, does that pair with what we currently have right here? Does it go together with that? Is it a separate direction? We don't know that right now. We're just asking questions to try to understand a little bit more. I think that's what excites me is the opportunities that lie ahead as you start to hear some of the concerns or questions or what's really going well and saying, how do we invest in that more? We just recently launched it's called Zipcast. It's like a podcast, but it's been a thing that now not only connects our school families, but connects our congregation even to a greater level with our school. And so that was something we just became aware of 3 months ago. So I would say in the startup phase, what's exciting is you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring necessarily. And that is the adventure that lies ahead.
I know you need to get to chapel. Last question. How can we learn more about Faith Lutheran Church and School in Branson, Missouri?
Yeah, I would say if people want to look at, you know, online or on social media, Faith Lutheran School Branson on Facebook, Instagram, our website, faithls.org is another way to check it out. But again, those are the kind of ways that people will know about us first and foremost. But again, I would say anybody, check out Lutheran schools in your area as well. Check out other Christian schools, learn and grow from them. And if God's putting on the heart of a congregation listening here today that we might be able to do something like that, you don't have to start big. You've got the ability. And I'm sure there's already people in your congregation that have the skill or the passion or the know-how to make things happen.
Reverend Joey Bluegee, Executive Director and Pastor at Faith Lutheran Church and School in Branson, Missouri. Pastor Bluegee, thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Sarah.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of 5 universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.